Are You Ready to Defend Your Faith? By Betsy St. Amant Haddix, read by Ellie Johnson. But in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect, having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. 1 Peter 3:15 through 16. Nobody makes a better lawyer than a teenager. Upon hitting puberty, most kids seem to become gifted with the ability to argue like the most promising of attorneys. They always have a reason for the chore that wasn't done, the curfew that was broken, or the rule that was bent. While parents can laugh about it or cry during those tough transitional years, there's actually a solid lesson to be learned from their example. Our kids are almost always ready to give a defense for their decisions or mistakes. But are we ready to give as passionate a defense for our faith? Peter writes in 1 Peter 3 that we, as believers, are to honor Christ in our hearts as holy. Immediately after, he instructs us to be prepared to give a defense to anyone who asks for the reason for the hope that is in us. That leads me to draw a few things from this text. First, honoring Christ in our own hearts as holy is the crucial first step. Without this, we aren't ready to give a reason for our hope because we don't have any hope to share. We first must honor Christ and hold him in the highest regard inside ourselves before we're ever going to be equipped to share the gospel. Second, we must live in a way that reflects that we are hopeful. This isn't blatantly spelled out in the text, but just like we logically can't share a hope we don't possess, we can't expect anyone to ask us about it if we aren't living it out. We must be different in order to seem different and be approached about why. Third, we can expect persecution. I don't think it's a coincidence that the end of these verses points out when we are slandered, not if. We all want that success story, someone approaching us about being different, us in turn sharing our faith and the reason for our hope, and leading that inquiring heart to the Lord. What a win! But realistically, more often than not, we'll be teased or ridiculed for our hope and for believing the gospel that we share. Peter recognized that and warned the church accordingly. Knowing that we'll most likely at some point face teasing or even persecution doesn't give us an excuse to shrink back, but rather should inspire us to be ready to defend. Just like our children are typically ready to make a defense at any given moment, we too must be prepared to share our faith via a solid knowledge of the scriptures, a personal testimony of faith, and a heart in clear communication with the Holy Spirit. It's not our job to convert hearts. It's our job to be ready to give a defense. What do you need to do today to be prepared?
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Have you ever wondered about the meaning of life? Good and evil? Heaven and hell? C.S. Lewis, the beloved author of The Chronicles of Narnia, wasn't afraid to ask these big questions, and his answers, filled with wit and wisdom, have inspired millions. Now, you can explore Lewis's profound insights on Christianity with Dr. Michael Ward, a leading C.S. Lewis scholar, in our free online course. Dr. Ward will guide you through Lewis's thoughts on faith, conversion, suffering, and more. You'll even learn about Lewis's own journey from skeptic to believer. This course is perfect for anyone seeking a deeper understanding of Christianity. Ready to transform your understanding and deepen your faith? Text the word Lewis to 94878 to register. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to connect with the timeless wisdom of C.S. Lewis. Text LEWIS to 94878 now. And join us as we journey through the captivating insights of one of Christianity's most impactful voices. That's right, the C.S. Lewis on Christianity course is completely free. Once more, just text Lewis to 94878.